We were blessed this morning. We've got a visitor with us today, Brother Tony Davis and his wife Brenda. And he'd been working there in Tanzania. He'd been here before. You probably remember him. Just a blessing, a fellow laborer of the gospel there in East Africa. And I'm going to ask him to just come up and give us a few minutes of testimony, brother, before we get started preaching this morning.
Good morning. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Acts chapter 26 this morning. Acts chapter 26. And as you're turning there, I would like to thank you so much. We are humbled and just overjoyed to be able to see some of the folks again, some of you that are new faces. And I can't emphasize enough, thank you, Pastor, for reading our prayer letters and for taking the time from time to time to pray for us as we've been on this journey. Because for us, we know as a fact that prayer is the very most important thing. Second is communication. Takes money too, but prayer is the most important thing. And so we just want to communicate for a few minutes this morning. But in the way of that, anyone who would like to have a prayer card, we have plenty. Please come by and visit with us at any time while we're here with y'all today. And we would love to talk to you a little bit and give you a prayer card. And we appreciate your prayers. We know God sees that and honors that in all things. In the passage that we're going to look at this morning, I'm sorry, I said Acts chapter 26, verses 17 and 18. Paul, before King Agrippa, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith that is in him. You have no idea how unbelievable and how remarkable it is to show up out in the middle of nowhere and to have pastors who've been working for days and weeks visiting people where we can't go, and to have 600 or 700 people show up for services and stay for 3 days, sleep on the ground, to have a baptismal service afterwards on Sunday afternoon where more than 80 people are baptized, and you're standing there shouting hallelujah over and over for over an hour. God is so good to have opened the door for us to be able to go out into the Serengeti where most have never heard, and to a little village called Isanga where there was no church, and now the blessed gospel light shines brightly in that place. When we left and began to do our furlough work, they were running somewhere around 50 to 60 people each Sunday. Since then, our pastor Emmanuel, and that's an easy name to remember if you remember Emmanuel, pray for him regularly. The little elementary school, it's one of the only things that's in that village, runs over 1,000 kids. He is now the religious studies teacher in that school and has had a chance to witness to 1,000 kids and to teach them once a week, every single week that they're having school. We had our first baptismal service there in the village in Christmas, had 32 souls baptized, enough to form that church and get it started. They're still worshiping in a temporary building and have outgrown that building, now running somewhere between 100 and 120 on Sundays. We just praise the Lord and we thank him for being able to use us and to be able to do the things that he does with us. By way of testimony, I would say the most remarkable thing that we have seen is the difference, not only in ourselves and how we look at missions and we look at evangelization, but in the people that are around us. Because in a mission work like this, certain things have to happen. The elders of the village have to be involved. There are still witch doctors out in the bush. And the witch doctors have to be confronted, and you have to be able to stand up to them and have no fear of what they believe that they have power over you and power to do. We find that others around us still fear, even though they are Christians. They are afraid of what the witch doctor might do because he has physical recourse. Even though he has may not have any spiritual power whatsoever over us, that time comes when you confront the witch doctor. So we praise the Lord that the witch doctor was saved. He is now in discipleship. And one of the elders of the church is an elder of the village as well, and helps us over and over again to get those things accomplished that God would see done out there. So we're just praising God. We do have two small requests. I know they're going to seem big because it's a lot, but we do need a four-wheel drive vehicle to be able to get out in the bush all the time. That's going to run us somewhere around $25,000. We also need about a $25,000 increase per year in our income in order to plant as many as four churches. We appreciate your prayers and your support. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you so much again.
Appreciate you. Well, thank you so much for coming. All right. Amen. Certainly a great need there, and we're thankful.